Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today's Tuesday, April 25th. We're back. Hi, Tori.
Hello.
No guest today, folks, so it's all us. So get comfortable. Sit back.
Relax.
Relax. Let our voices soothe you.
Now wake up.
Did you ever see the Howard Stern movie, Private Parts?
No.
So they showed, it was all based on truth, and he showed how early on he made this woman, they actually showed it in the movie, right? They reenacted it, and she's at home. He tells her, sit on your speaker, sit on the big speaker at home.
Right.
And I'm going to make you come, right?
Oh, my God.
So he starts going like, in the microphone, starts going,
is that like your all-time favorite movie of all time?
They showed her at home like moaning.
That's hilarious. Is that your favorite movie of all time? Be honest.
No, not really. Not really. I mean, I liked it, but you know, I mean, and I love Howard Stern. I didn't think the movie was the best. I mean, it's not really a favorite. It's okay. Yeah.
Do you still listen to Howard Stern?
I do.
Oh, nice.
I do. Yeah. I don't catch most of all of the shows because they're 4 hours each. But he's down to three times a week, so they play their shows over and over. Somehow you can catch up.
Oh, that's good.
But he's different. He's grown. You know, I mean, he's matured.
He is so much. Like, remember Ass Man?
Yeah.
And like
Fart Man.
I mean, right. I mean, and now he's like with his. I follow him on Instagram with his wife, and they're like rescuing cats all day long.
Right.
So it's just so funny.
I know.
He's not like that anymore. And he's very like when he talks about Trump, he's very smart and political and articulate. And
he's very smart. He always was. Yeah. You know. And the funny thing is today. He says it was an act and it ran out of steam. You know, you can't do it forever.
Right. And he kind of didn't have an ending. It kind of just trickled away.
Right.
Which is, and he still has a career. It's the best way to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like Stephen Colbert, when he did his like fake persona on the Colbert Report, like he had to let that guy go because it wasn't going to go anywhere. So really? It's a transition. So, yeah.
That's funny. But no, Howard Stern is definitely an inspiration for me. You know, one of the biggest radio stars, I think, ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, the style of our show is not, you never heard of it before, you know.
Right.
So, you know, about people talking about their lives, about themselves, nothing scripted.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays it's so, podcasts are everywhere, so you hear that. Right. But it's so funny. You're right. Back then, that was so revolutionary.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the thing. When people can do that, I admire them for it. You know what was interesting? I saw a headline today on Facebook. I don't know if it's true or not, but people were debating this, that iHeartRadio may not last the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I would be happy if that happened. Yeah. Everybody hates them. You know, they were Clear Channel before.
Right.
And they're like, you know, the big Satan of media. Because they own everything.
Yeah, they own. They're like Viacom in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they own radio stations, bulletin, billboards, and all kinds of things. So then they changed their name and everything. They thought maybe they could, you know, get into people's, you know, not look so corporate and stuff, you know. But all the stations are the same. And I was just thinking about it yesterday. I said, who still listens to terrestrial radio, you know? It's just in your car, maybe for a few minutes.
Is that terrestrial? Is that what you mean? Like,
that's traditional.
Traditional. Got it.
It's terrestrial because it's not satellite.
Right. So
or
like,
internet.
Right.
That's why they...
So, for instance, like, I was listening to something on the radio, terrestrial radio, I guess, and I wanted to, like, rewind it.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I can on everything else. And I was like, oh, wait, you're such an idiot. This is radio.
Right.
But it's so funny because it's, like, a little archaic in a way. You know what I mean?
I do.
In a way. So, because if I want to pause, like,
exactly. But you got to catch it live and you miss
something,
right. You know?
Yeah.
I know. But what can you do? You know, I mean, that's, we've become spoiled, I think, as far as rewinding things. You know?
You can have, like, you can rewind the ice choice you made on your drink. Like, it's crazy on your fridge. It's like a digital fridge now. Things are crazy.
The internet of everything,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah.
and just more ways for people to eavesdrop on us and and actually look inside our lives.
I read something today. They said, if you've downloaded a free app in your life, you've probably given away all of your information.
Yeah, right?
And I was like, damn, that Candy Crush. It's given everything away. You know, I kind of already assume that. I believe in there's no Bill of Rights. There's no actual amendment for privacy, which is really interesting. People use the Ninth Amendment and then use like the 14th to get it to the states, but there is no privacy right. But I always thought since the internet and since all that, that they already have it. I feel like they just have it.
I know, but the
it's not right. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, but there is no privacy anymore.
I don't think there is.
And all the people in key positions will tell you that.
Yeah, right. Like, even Trump was like, there's no way that happened with, like, the dossier where he had girls pee or whatever, because I think I'm being filmed no matter where I go at all times.
Right.
He's like, I know I can't do that anywhere. Not that he'd want to. Right. But, yeah, so it's interesting.
What's that about girls peeing? Am I supposed to have heard of it?
Yes,
really?
Sam.
When did that come
The PP dossier. So there is a British intelligence officer that sent out a dossier. This was like, I was on Fox to discuss this. It was so uncomfortable. People are still trying to decide if it's true or not. And there are a lot of signs about it. But he apparently stayed in the hotel room in Russia where the Obamas had stayed and had two Russian hookers either pee on him or on the bed or on each other. And it is known as the PP dossier. Mm. And many high-end sources say it's absolutely true.
Really?
So this is the thing they think Russia has against Trump is some weird kinky shit. But when he had to address it, he said, I'm a germaphobe. I would never do anything like that. I'm a germaphobe. And he said, also, I'm always thinking I'm being taped at all times. So I would never just do that.
Right.
So, but it's people funny. Think it's the PP dossier is, I mean, even yesterday I saw a sign on someone's car that was like, I still believe the PP, everything is real, even the PP tape. So everyone, you know. And Colbert brings it up almost every show about the PP tape.
When did this happen now?
Like about 4 months ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the PP tape. They had me on Fox discussing PP, and I'm like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, right?
I cannot believe this is happening.
Whoa.
Yeah, so go ahead and put in a Russian hooker's pee, and you'll see a whole
Trump
thing.
Trump impression sounds more like Alec Baldwin, but then again, so does everybody else.
And Alec Baldwin sounds, I think, remarkably close.
I don't think so.
I think it sounds great.
I think he's way over.
Oh, I love it.
Overboard as far as trying
China.
To do it, you know?
I don't know. I love it.
Yeah.
China.
And the face he makes, though, you know, it's hard to look
Man,
at.
Man, that guy, though, is a caricature of himself. Like, look at that hair. I mean, he's got a weird hair, that guy. That guy has some weird hair. No, his daughter, Ivanka, took her first sort of big political trip to Germany.
To Germany.
That's right. And she, unfortunately, got a lot of boos. And what was interesting is they didn't freak out. She didn't freak out. The announcer said, okay, let's address this. You can hear there's booing in the room. She was talking about how much Trump supports women. And the women were like, I don't think that's true. And she said, I'll be more informed and I'll take this back and learn from it. She actually had a good, she's very good at speaking and spinning. Her dad is terrible, but she's very good.
Wow.
But she said she was like, he's always been good professionally in his private sector and with me, but even German women were booing her. So
yeah, well, it's in style not to do, you know.
Well,
so
yeah,
everybody does it. Ask half of them why you're booing, they won't even
No, I don't think that's true. I think they could tell you that they don't think Trump is a harbor, like a bringer of rights to women.
No, I don't think he is, but I also don't think really that he's I haven't seen evidence that he's sexist, but you know.
Okay.
So what did she say? I mean, so he said, let's address it.
Yeah.
What did she say?
So she said, she must have memorized it, but I mean, she just, out of everyone, she has the it factor. I never saw with him. She's really good. And she said, in the private sector and in my professional life, I've seen him only empower women in high places and in jobs. And he's always supported me and he's always pushed me and it's always supported equal pay, which isn't true in his Trump university and his building. So there is controversy. So they booed even harder. So she said, I will leave here, though, more informed, and I appreciate sort of the feedback, which is how you diffuse a situation.
Right.
You thank them for the information and say, I'm now more informed, and I'll take it back. But it was uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She's not used to not being loved by everyone where she goes. Ivanka was sort of just like universally loved, and she is sort of universally sort of becoming hated, and her business is going down. I mean, she's out of Nordstrom's now. They kicked her out of Macy's. So it's not comfortable for her at all.
Yeah, no, I imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, she's between a, you know, but
yeah.
the thing is that I'm wondering if at any point he'll just say, you know what, I can't defend my father anymore.
I know.
Anymore,
so I was watching Sean Spicer. It's so funny you say that. Sean Spicer was up there, and you know how I watched the press briefings, and someone was like, will he ever give out his tax reform, his tax releases? Uh-huh. And Sean Spicer just goes, I don't know. He goes, I'll have to get back to you on that. And she goes, you have to get back to me on that? And he goes, I'll have to get back to you. Like, he is so defeated.
Yeah,
he's right. Like, you know, the president's been very clear that I don't know. Like, it's just over for him, you know. So, and that's what happens after 100 days of supporting someone that shows no real, like, it's hard to support someone consistently when there's got to be, you are so transparently see through that person. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. You know, what's interesting is Anderson Cooper says here in a headline, don't become desensitized
right.
to Trump's untruth.
Right.
So, and that's what happens. You know, after right. a while, you just become complacent. You get used to it.
That's what a dictator does. They make it normal. They normalize it.
Right.
But what's interesting is Adam Schiff, who's a representative, said today, I'm not going to be distracted. The Sally Yates and the testimonies are starting again May 2nd. Mm. So again, I said, oh, I forgot all about that. And that's what happens. You forget about stuff before.
Yeah.
So he normalizes a lot of things. So yeah, he's right. Anderson Cooper's
right. Well,
plus
people get used to everything.
That's right.
You know?
That's how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
You get used to Crazy Town. You're living in Wackyville soon.
I know.
You know what I mean? You don't know. And soon you're like, you got the whole country's kind of weird.
I know. And everybody's investigating him. And
yeah.
Everything is,
and like Jeff Sessions was saying something about the Hawaiian judge and was like, there's just this island.
In the Pacific.
I was like, what? That's a state, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. No, but he didn't say, yeah, but he said it differently, though. He said, why would I listen to someone from some island, yeah, in the Pacific?
First of all, that's a judge, federal right. judge. Second of all, that's a state.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well.
And someone else wrote on Twitter that it got, like, viral. He goes, I don't think I should listen to a magical karmic elf, satanic elf that became attorney general. Racist Anthony. He does kind of have an elfish feature to his face. Yeah, people say he looks like the, what are those elves? The Keebler elves. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, anyway.
Also, this is a headline that just was released. McCain says if there's war, it will be the end of North Korea. So that's what we'd like to hear. And
this is such bad things to be talking about. So it's like, I'm just like, everyone, we shouldn't be talking about this. So like, everyone's just throwing stuff out with war with North Korea. But that's so scary to me.
It really is. You
right?
know? But like, the thing is that, look, they've been there, regardless of who's president in the United States, they're constantly like, they're paranoid, you know?
Yeah, but they also like to test and right. they push boundaries and they push a lot harder with Trump than they did with Obama.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's also because they're getting more and more weapons and stronger and everything. And I think they're running out of time because the whole world is turning against them. But a rogue state like that is very dangerous because it's like terrorists. You know, you don't know what the hell they're going to do. They don't have
so
like rational. Yeah.
And he's crazy. I mean, really, you've seen like SNL's jokes where he like kills his uncle and stuff. But he really did. Like,
right.
And I think if you Google this, he fed someone to the wolves. Like, he's a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I read about someone who like fled from the centers in North Korea, and it's awful. If you do something wrong, your entire family is jailed for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, yeah. If not killed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible. Work, labor
killed,
camps.
They get jailed. I know.
I just don't understand how that's still around. Yeah. I understand.
I know. Well,
it's a very touchy subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a system that's put in place, and it's so effective that, you know, nobody can break it down.
I mean, and think about it. They don't even allow the internet. You can't even have they allow nothing.
Right, right.
You have to march a certain way. They have to walk on a street a certain way. You have to cry a certain way when you see the emperor. Like,
right.
It's so strange to me. It feels like Star Wars.
It does.
I'm like,
know?
Get this Death Star out of here.
I know.
Yeah.
And you wonder how North Koreans are, that they probably don't even know what it's like.
Well, the guy who left said when he fled, he was like, we don't know, but we know we are being held prisoner.
Mm. Yeah,
it's
yeah. It's
terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just slaves in their own. Oh, it's terrible.
I know. Ugh. So, but imagine being in South Korea and constantly being under the threat.
Oh my God. I always look at that picture of the two soldiers that stand on the DMZ line, you know, the demilitarized zone. There's like a little I would guess you call it a tourist center that's like right on the line, and one North Korean guy stands there, and then there's a black line on the floor, and then a South Korean guy who's much chiller stands there, and they can't cross or talk or speak, and they just stand there all day long. And right. Like, what a weird,
I know.
Artificial line in the sand, you know?
And apparently that whole war amounted to nothing, the Korean War, because we ended up right where we started.
Yeah, like it literally did nothing.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And now the just in case you guys don't know, the government DC, I know because I'm from DC, but you should know, government shutdown is looming because the budget is up. And once the budget is up, if they don't make a budgetary, bipartisan rule on it, they shut the government down.
Yes.
The problem is with the wall. It's all come down to this, the Mexican wall. So now Colbert called it more of like a blanket fort. It's not really a wall anymore. So, it might come down to actually the wall might shut down the government.
Really?
So it's going to be, I think it's this weekend or next weekend. Yeah. That he wants to add it to the budget. And Democrats are like, oh, hell no.
Right.
You campaigned so long and said, who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Wow. So if you want to do this, you don't put it on us. It's 20 billion or trillion. It's some billion dollars. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So this is what's holding up the government now.
Wow. Yeah.
So interesting facts, you guys.
It is.
It's coming down to that wall.
I do remember in 2013 they shut down.
Oh yeah, they shut down in 92 or with Clinton they shut it down too.
Yeah, 95, 96.
Yeah, usually it gets right back up. But to be honest, it's hilarious that the virtual, actual, literal wall is creating the boundary.
I know.
It's hilarious.
But you know what? If it wasn't this, it'd be something else. You know, I mean, the Congress is just so divided. It's
true, but they said it's because it's more expensive than anything else they're proposing. $20 billion is a huge amount of amendment to put on,
right.
And they're not willing to do. I thought it was an earthquake.
No, I think
it was the water
rolling,
guy.
Right? He's probably rolling his car here. No earthquake. The building is moving a little because of the winds. We have strong winds this morning.
I almost got blown away.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It was strong. Crazy. Very crazy, yeah.
So every time you hear a little rumbling,
I definitely thought
something.
We were in an earthquake, but it was just the water guy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bringing us 20,000 cases of water.
Fantastic.
Here.
Yeah. Well, that's better than an earthquake. And if there is an earthquake, we have a lot of water. So, hey.
There you go.
It's a win-win.
If we stay up here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Gosh.
Yeah, you're supposed to go down, right?
I guess. I don't know. Sideways first.
I know.
It's probably sway or something.
My thing is I always like want to jump into the bathtub, but I think that's a tornado or is hurricane. It has nothing to do with an earthquake. So, I don't know.
I wonder why. Maybe because it's connected to the ground or something.
Yeah, when the house goes up, it's the heaviest in the house.
Oh,
so
I
you're
see.
Supposed to get into the bathtub and like lay down.
And it's connected to the pipes in the ground. Maybe.
Everything is rooted with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing.
Wow, that's interesting. In an earthquake, there's nowhere to go.
Do you just like run outside and scream? What do you do?
Nowhere to run to. No. But
I was yes-anding you. I was giving you a beat.
I know where I got this. Okay, now I know why I got this phone. The song. Because last night I was watching the movie The Warriors. Do you remember that movie?
No.
It was about gangs in New York.
Oh.
It was a 70s, 80s movie or something. And
I've never heard of it. Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like I think it's become like a cult movie or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I guess one gang was like being chased by another. So they're showing you this DJ, this woman, going, here, I'll play something for you. And it's like nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide.
I love when like DJs take a pivotal part in the music selection.
Right? They're like,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching The Leftovers on HBO. I don't know if you guys, was it HBO or FX? FX. I think it's FX. Anyway, if you don't know, it's Justin Theroux, Jennifer Aniston's husband, and Carrie Coon, who's fantastic. And they are in this, it's been, I think, three seasons or four. One day in October, like 140 million people disappear, if you've heard of this premise in the plot line. And no one knows where they went, and some people lost entire families, and some people lost one, and no one knows where they went. And then people just continue with their lives. So that's the plot of this entire show.
Wow.
And that's such a cool premise to me.
Yeah,
like, that
yeah.
sounds so cool. And it gets weirder and it gets weirder. And now we're on this season, and man, he's dead, and he goes to a hotel in the afterlife, and he comes back and is reborn in the earthquake. And I'm like, all
oh my
right.
God, this is getting supernatural.
So it's from the guy who did Law. lost. Ah. So it's very much like they're still all headed to Australia to meet the Aboriginal people. So it could not be more lost. So anyway, I'm getting real freaking frustrated. But what I bring it up is the music is so, they want to play so much music that it's like one music cue after the other. Yeah. And it's all like Bob Dylan, the Beatles. Like, I'm like, all right, you know what I mean? Chill out with the music cues.
Too much. Huh?
Too much. It's just trying to be like Forrest Gump soundtrack, like over and over again.
Wow.
But it's an, if you are bored, it's a good, it's a, it's a good, the first couple seasons were great. The second season was great. This one I'm like way overboard. There's angels and shit. I don't know what's happening.
Wow, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That gets weird.
Yeah, and it got really weird. But you know, I still enjoy it and I still watch it. It's still good acting and it's just out of control. Like it's not gonna have any answers in the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna go, it's gonna be lost. It's point amazing, 2.0.
Yeah. It's amazing how many shows there are, you know?
Yeah. But
right?
Lost,
it used to
yeah.
be like three networks and that was it. But now, I mean, there's so many series you can't even keep up, you know?
Yeah, but what's funny about it is like what I used to talk about, I guess, at the water cooler, I guess it like in quotes, is like when you would talk to your neighbor or you would talk to like your coworker, it was like more about the news or politics or the weather, but all those things are somewhat like controversial now. So you end up talking about these shows and Netflix as like the kind of like common language between like this is what you it discuss.
And, but it was the water cooler thing because everybody was watching at the same time.
Yeah.
You couldn't record anything.
And, right,
so
exactly.
It was all live, you
that's
know?
True. And now we're all kind of like talking about Big Little Lies. Like that's what you talk about to people that you're meeting or your coworkers. So Netflix is the new water cooler
I know,
discussion.
You know? And yet people don't, everybody watches at their leisure and stuff. So you can keep talking about it forever.
Now, to be honest, this show, The Leftovers, you can't binge. And so I have to wait. And that waiting makes it even more melodramatic. And I'm like, ugh. So if I could have binged it, I might have liked it better. But I'm like, I've got to wait a week for this angel shit. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, we used to have to wait all the time.
I know.
Right?
Trust me, I remember.
Wow.
With friends. And I'm like, it's Thursday.
Right. I know. Well, it's become a 24-hour, 7-day, you know? I mean, world. It's just like unbelievable. People don't sleep.
No.
You know, I mean, things keep happening during the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People tweet. Presidents tweet during the night.
Okay, we got a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hello, Casey.
Good morning, Casey.
Just another crazy guy from an island.
I
don't trust me.
Yeah. Casey is from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Now, are you... do you have like Rastafarian connections or anything? Like,
yes, I do have Rastafarian connections. I have a few uncles that are full fledged Rastafarians.
Wow!
Wow.
Is that like what, a religion?
Gentlemen.
Is it a religion or is it as a way of life? What do you think of it? Is it a philosophy or is it a religion, Case?
Oh,
I don't know. I don't really know.
I'm
going
to have to say it's a religion because they pray.
Yeah.
It's very because they pray to their to Jah. Yeah, it's a religion.
I think it's a religion.
Oh, it is a religion. Yeah,
it's a religion.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's,
though.
It's a cool religion. You know, only thing is, I when you get into it, it's cool. It's not my thing.
Yeah,
you know.
No, you're not religious, but. Yeah.
Well, your religion is Manchester.
It was interesting, though, because it's like, at first when I was young, I didn't really understand them because I thought they were kind of hard on me.
Yeah.
You know, because, first of all, they didn't understand Prince. Everything was weird to them. Like, he's dressed like a woman. I don't know. So that was the biggest argument in our house. You would not believe it. It was Prince when I was growing up.
Prince? Like what you're wearing?
Like, yeah, no. It's like him wear high heels, you know.
Prince the guy.
Wear
the
high heels.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so that, believe it or not, that drove me away from them.
Wow.
Like, if you don't like Prince, I don't like you. I was also in Jamaica. I went through a hurricane, and we did have to go in the bathtub.
Yeah, right?
I remember my mom would hold us in the bathtubs.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing.
Yeah, and she'd kind of hold you over, right? She'd like hover over you or lean over
you.
But
then I would say, like, what if the whole roof comes off? What's the bathtub going to do?
Well, it's heavy. It's supposed to get in the bath. Don't worry about it. We'll take a bath.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, did you ever see like in cartoons and stuff when the house breaks down, the bathtub is still there on the pipe?
Yeah, it's
just
always there.
I don't know. But Casey, since you're on the line here, I wanted to bring up this thing that we always talk about. And Tori, let me present this to you.
Okay.
Casey and I have a hard time with chicks like in bikinis.
Yeah, yeah.
And social media yeah. that give you like spiritual advice and yeah. stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like
you've talked about
like,
this. Oh,
yeah, yeah, like her ass is halfway, you know, and they'll go like, oh, beauty's on the inside.
It's right? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So Casey, what's up with that?
I don't know. I guess some ways I look at it like, okay, so they get all this attention, everybody's there, and then they want to say like,
yeah,
be inspired.
Totally. Right. I think
you gotta understand the male's mind were that they were not that deep thinkers. So if you present us with boobs, we're gonna stay there with
boobs. The boobs. It's like if you're gonna go boobs, go boobs. I totally understand
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Go boobs. If right. you're gonna go boobs,
go boob.
And two piece.
Yeah. Go all the way.
And trust me, and Tori, I'm not dissing that. It just. I just see the comedy in it. They're
oh
like,
my God, totally.
You see this hot shot, and they're like, you know.
Beauty's on the inside.
I want everybody to be motivated to go change the world. And men, we're not there. We're not there. We're just all there, like, drooling, like, oh.
Totally.
The
and
world
I,
is boobed.
But she is, the woman is smart to get your attention. You are yeah, talking about it,
exactly.
which is hilarious.
There you go. And they, whatever it takes to get attention.
And sex sells you know? A lot, and there's a good reason. Yeah.
But then Sam and I would look at it, read it, and we're like, what is this inspirational stuff?
I know.
Well, let it come here for this.
I know. Honestly,
smut.
Exactly. Like, if you're eating barbecue, I'm not going to then go have Chinese food. If I'm staying with boobs, stay with boobs. Like, yeah. be sexy, be okay. flirty, right?
Exactly.
Great.
You know what
point,
I mean?
Tori,
thank you.
If you're going to yeah. talk about barbecue, you can't say, like, you know.
Mushu pork. No, I'm saying.
All the animals in the world to just.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's what I'm saying, like, you know?
We and couldn't do this without the animals.
That's right.
Like, no, we're about to eat.
Exactly, you know. And you know, and when a woman constantly posts just pictures like that, and then what does she expect, you know, to see her as an inspirational person?
No, she wants more followers,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
she wants more followers.
And she loves herself, you know. I mean, you can see this all the time. I have all these women on there, and they just love themselves.
You know, man. I posted something, and I guess I got like over 1,000 friend requests because it's because of certain things that have happened and the things I posted, and I've been like clicking, and every time I see a chick in a bikini and I can't even see her face, I'm like, I don't know if we're gonna have the same values, you know, I'm not sure. But then again, if I see a dude with like his shirt off and like his speedo dick at me, I'm also gonna think twice. So I'm not, you know, I'm not sexist about it.
You don't want to hear him say stuff like,
yeah, I don't need his inspiration.
All the women, like my mother, thank you for being in my, like, this
totally.
Is your what is this? It's a double message.
Totally.
Thank you about your mom.
But if you have a dog as your profile picture, I will for sure, like 100%, we're on board. But yeah, anything where your like skin is showing more
really?
Than like your face. Oh no, I'm just saying.
If
I love
I put a dog.
Yeah, dogs are very.
She loves dogs.
Any person likes dogs.
Yeah, but I don't stop at their pictures. You know.
No, I mean if it's a friend request and it's either a woman in a bikini or like a cute dog in glasses,
right,
I'm obviously
right,
gonna be like, the glasses are adorable.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
So I have a problem with the media now. I woke up this morning. Turn on the TV. The first thing I saw was someone get shot live on
I
TV.
Know. I saw your Facebook post.
I mean, that's the order of events. I woke up at 6:30, turned on the TV because I like to see the weather, and it was a high-speed chase. And then the person, I just watched it. It's like, dang, dude, can you just, like, let me... Show me some kids playing at the beach first.
It's early
now,
but this is now. Tell us, so there was a high speed chase. They got him on a dead end street. I read this, and then he turned around in the car to come after the cop. So they had to kill him.
Yeah, I knew it was over when he did that.
Yeah, it was a justified. Like, yeah, but that's so it was live that you were watching.
But the comedy part about it, God. No comedy. But the guy who's announcing it is like, okay, and
oh, it's stopping.
He didn't even recognize that there was two shots that the car. Windows are getting shot at. He's like, and it seems like the police are just going to stand around the car. Like, they murdered him already, bro.
Whoa.
Then they drag him out the car, Tori, and say, I'm going to do a CPR on him.
Oh,
and the guy goes, well, it looks like there's some action going on now. Like, yeah, he's dying. Everybody.
Oh, my God.
So was it live, Casey? They were just showing it live?
Yeah, obviously, because
so there's no like 5 second delay, because usually that's like so graphic. If kids were watching, that's terrible.
Yeah,
or Casey,
that's true.
Terrible. My God.
Yeah, it's a cruel world out here.
Yeah, so that was live, Casey?
Live.
Oh,
unfiltered.
My God.
Unedited.
Wow. Yeah.
To the point where the commentators didn't understand what they were looking
sure,
at.
Sure, they
and
were
me,
behind.
I guess, I'm watching it like, yeah, I know it's going to happen here.
Oh, man.
Went, drove the car, pointed the car towards the police.
Yeah, never ends
I'm
good,
like, this is not gonna end
That's
well.
Not a good ending. No. Jeez. Usually they have like a 5-second delay in case you do see graphic stuff. No, wow.
Nope.
Yeah.
We got it all.
Wow.
And so, the part about it was so crazy, so they shot the dude. Right, and then the police are all just standing around there, and I'm like, is no one going to help
him?
Then eventually, like, after they had a couple of donuts, you see some guys doing some CPR, like, yeah, let's get him going. See if we can get this guy out of here.
Wow.
And it was all calm. Yeah. They didn't even, you know, they tried to zoom back, and I was like, it's too late.
It's too late.
I'm mentally disturbed. I'm going to go to work thinking about.
You already woke up to that. What are you going to do next?
But other than that, it's a breezy, beautiful, Sam, I have to apologize for this weekend. I want to do it publicly.
What? Oh, just for what? No,
you know,
man. No. Listen.
I found out how old I am, you know? I could do a lot. And then I told myself I'm going to take a nap.
And then he couldn't.
Just a little nap. And next thing you know, I slept 5 hours. It's really embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. Naps are really healthy. It tells your body's telling you something.
Right. But it's okay, Casey. Yeah, you know that. I love
don't
you.
Don't play yeah. basketball at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And when it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah. No, don't feel bad. I mean, you know, the only thing I can say is you missed out.
I missed out, too. There was a party here, guys. And my ego would have been stroked. I would have talked to a lot of new people, met some friends, had some drinks, looked so pretty, posted on Facebook.
I'm always looking for reasons to talk to women about drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, this would have been a great opportunity, but I was not available.
We'll do it again, guys.
Please.
Whatever. You know, we'll do it a different time. We used to do the parties in the morning and Saturday mornings, but, you know, so some people can't come then, so you never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
I think the three of us should just go out and do shots.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah,
be
do
fun.
Shots. Why not?
I'm down.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Yeah. You know, so did you hear about this NFL player, Adam Pacman-Jones, told an officer to suck my dick in an arrest video footage.
I'm sorry, suck my dick always makes me laugh,
right.
No matter what.
And then he told the
and then
he tells the cop, "I hope you die tomorrow." And he spit on a nurse. Yeah. So
wait, what team is this guy on? What team is this guy?
I don't
guy
know.
On?
Do you know what team he's on?
I don't know.
The Bengals, Cincinnati
he
Bengals.
He plays for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
Adam Pacman-Jones has brought us great quotes like this.
Yeah.
This is another great quote. This is my mom's favorite quote of Adam Pacman-Jones.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see nothing wrong with the script club. I think every man should be allowed to go to the script club. The script club it's nothing wrong with a script club. My mom loves the word script club because of Adam Pacman-Jones.
So
if I ever introduce you to my mother, just say script club see a Jamaican woman cry tears of joy because I don't know why she loves.
So
is this
guy like a really outlandish? Like he's just always been this way.
When he first came into the league, he failed drug test.
Oh.
He's very talented. He's from West Virginia. Let's put it like that.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
So he's a little bit different, but he was good for like the last 7 years.
Okay.
He was calm.
Okay. And then
problems.
Oh, he went off his meds, maybe.
He's the same player that went to the strip club. This is why he got in trouble with the strip club. He threw $70,000 up in the air, and some guy got paralyzed because people trampled him trying to get to the $70,000.
Wow, so
that's
they
why
him.
He was defending himself at a strip club.
Oh, my God.
Someone got paralyzed because he made it rain $70,000.
He made it rain too hard.
Someone got paralyzed.
You know what happens when he makes it rain that hard? You go into a bathtub.
Yeah.
It's a hurricane.
He made it blizzard. It wasn't
blizzard.
Rain. It was...
Wow, man. That's insane.
Yeah, so that's why he was. That's his big notorious thing. Got paralyzed at a strip club because of him.
How can you spit at a nurse? Nurses do everything,
right? And you know what they call this? An assault with bodily substance.
Of course, because if he had AIDS, it's over,
right?
I mean, still, you could really.
My mom won't like him anymore because she's a nurse.
Yeah. Well, she's a nurse. Forget it. She's gonna hate him.
Yeah, she won't like him.
Forget
no
it.
More.
I mean, you don't do that
who
to...
Who spits at a nurse?
I know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what is that?
Who tells a police officer they hope you die?
Exactly, you know, I mean, this is like a little kid that's never grown up, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean,
you know what it is, folks? Yeah. It's the off season, so NFL players are like on drugs.
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
But it's probably like raging.
It's a lot going on.
Now, have you guys seen the video, guys, of the Delta? Oh, God, I shouldn't say who it is. One of the airlines, a guy takes a stroller out really violently. Have you seen this? And he hits the baby, smacks the woman, and a man stands up for the woman and the baby who are screaming and says, and they start filming and they go, if you do that again, man, I would punch you out. And the guy goes, what do you mean? And he goes, you just hit this baby. I'm not going to let you do that. You got to apologize. Uh-huh. And the guy goes, the employee goes, come at me, man. Come at me. Hit me. And then the pilot runs out and holds back the employee.
Wow.
And I'm like, what is going on airlines these days, man? It's just, it's a more violent.
Isn't it funny how stuff comes like this, like in waves?
Yeah, but it's a violent. I think what happens is things are more violent and things go to a head much quicker, but you also are getting cameras. It's always happened. We're just seeing it more. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't understand why anybody does anything out of the norm anymore.
It's not normal behavior.
They're all be videotaped.
No one can break into any store. Anyone can do any crime without being on camera. So I don't see the point.
Yeah,
like these guys this morning stole a car and... Obviously, they're unsuccessful.
Yeah.
They weren't successful.
Yeah,
we were there to watch it.
Yeah,
I know, man. These guys are crazy, but that's what I'm saying. You know, once the adrenaline gets going, you do crazy shit. You know, I mean, you know, when you see some of these videos of how these guys drive when they're being chased and all that stuff, I mean, my God, you know,
shit.
A normal person just pulls over and says, "Take me," you know.
Yeah, it's
my
like
my adrenaline gets me to the door. Like I'm like, oh, let's do this. As soon as I hit the door, like,
I'm tired. What's funny though is like, it's like, have you seen Black? Yeah, it's hot outside. That's how I am. I'm like, ooh, might get a burn. Have you seen Black Mirror, Casey, or heard of Black Mirror? On Netflix.
Yeah, I was talking about it, and I told people you recommended it.
Oh yeah,
and everybody says you gotta watch it.
It's so up here. Anyway,
so this started like British, and now it's like
correct.
American?
It was a BBC, and now it's American. But here's the deal: is a lot of the episodes are about the future in which technology and human beings are more intertwined. Okay,
right.
So this Facebook Live thing that Casey you watched is like a full on episode that they're gonna. It's literally like we're happening in a Black Mirror episode. So you just have to watch one to understand.
It's
a lot of how much the media is like happening live and what we're doing, and it's changing worlds. It's crazy.
It sounds great.
You would love it, Sam.
I was going to say, I look in a Black Mirror every morning.
You a handsome black male.
On that note, I gotta
thank
go.
You.
I love you.
Love you.
All right, Casey, Mr.
So
comedian there.
Yeah, that's funny. I was going to say, that's all he sees in the mirror. That's hilarious. It's a really good episode, really good show. But here's the deal, Sam. The very first episode is something that's very controversial. And I don't want to ruin anything, but it's very disgusting.
Really?
So, yes. I'm not saying this to get you to watch. I think you might want to watch another episode before the first.
Okay, because I don't like disgusting
then you
shit.
Shouldn't watch
what
it.
What is it, like worms and...
Okay, do you want me to just tell people the plot? I'll tell people the plot.
Okay.
I'll tell people the plot. I won't tell you what happens.
Okay.
In Britain, and it's not too far in the future. It's like 2024 or something. The British princess is kidnapped by a terrorist group. And they say in order for her not to die, the prime minister of England has to have sex with a pig on live TV within this amount of time. And there's no way he's going to do it and all this stuff. And they're like, and everyone's like watching TV and everyone's going to bars and it's become this like thing. And they're like, of course he's not going to do it. And then as soon as they release pictures of the princess and she's like getting harmed. And then people are like, well, maybe he should do it.
Right.
And it's this whole provocative thought of whether or not someone can do that. And then the ending's twist is insane.
Wow.
So it's this type of futuristic questioning that's, And there's another one that Mark Wahlberg, I think it's Mark Wahlberg. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Robert Downey Jr. bought the rights to this particular episode. It's an episode in the future. Everything you do in your eyes is recorded. So if you get in a taxi cab after a job interview, you can rewatch the job interview.
Right.
But anyone else can watch, too. So when you get in fights with your wife, they can rewind and watch what happened. And it's like, if that's good or bad.
Right.
It's very interesting.
That's very cool. Then you love a series of books. That I've read, they're each different, but by Richard E. Douglas. Have we had him on the show? I mean, I've had him several times, but maybe not with you.
I don't know.
But he writes books like this all the time, and it's just freaking amazing. So I'm going to definitely watch that.
Yeah, it's so up your alley. It's so up your alley.
I'm going to watch
that. And you'll see the reviews are like 5-star. I mean, it's just brilliantly done, and they now have big stars. John Hamm, Jessica Chastain. The American version is, but it'll blow your mind.
Man.
It's very kind of, it's a little negative, so make sure you have something happy to do afterwards.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You know, yeah. I mean, I'll
it's a little
go with
sad.
That.
It's a little sad.
Because I used to love the Twilight Zone, and
yes.
they also,
this
it was it. Not happy endings.
No, this is like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
really modern.
And modern stuff,
you
yeah.
would love it.
All the stuff we're challenged with
Seriously.
Today, huh?
Yep. It's wow. fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I like that because I look for stuff to watch. But you know what? Even
and this
I
is
don't
short
know,
episodes
watched,
too for yeah. you because it's only like I think half hour or an hour.
Yeah, they said some. I asked somebody. They said no, 45 minutes
yeah,
to
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's better than a 3-hour movie. But,
yeah, you can do 45 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, I can't find any good movies. I don't know. So
me neither. I'm telling you, one Black Mirror, you'll be hooked.
Yeah,
it's just great. Just don't watch that pig yeah. one right away.
Okay,
because it's insane. But that, I mean, it's a really interesting, provocative, philosophical debate. Because right. you see the crowds being like drinking beer and enjoying it, and then it starts to get more real as the hours tick by, and then it's not funny anymore, and then it's right. like disturbing. So you see like the entire pathos of a mob change, and it's like, what does the politician do? What does the husband do? It's very strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's media manipulation. It's hacking because they hacked in. I mean, it's so interesting.
Oh.
So.
Oh, so the prime minister is a woman?
No, it's a man.
It's a man. So why did you say the wife?
Well, he's a husband to a, he's oh, they're okay. married, so he has to deal with his family. Does he do this? Does he not? He needs to. He of course doesn't mm-hmm. want to do it, but like a princess is being held captive.
Right,
it's this
okay.
insane manipulation that can happen if you hack wow. into the right thing.
Wow, you how know? Can people think about all this shit?
I don't know, man. But the they Black Mirror in the BBC version, man, they came up with some great. Thoughtful questions.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. See, that's why for me, The Matrix is my favorite
yeah,
movie
sure,
of all time.
Sure, sure.
Because it made me think a lot.
And also, how cool were those moves?
Right, I know.
Love that.
All the special effects and God. Everything were unbelievable.
I was so into that movie.
But the story, I mean, it's just yeah. amazing, you know. And I, it's like he didn't know what to expect at that point in time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the movie came out, you know. And,
yeah.
And I think that's also why the sequels bombed because.
Yeah.
You already knew the premise.
Yeah, the whole idea was the red pill or the blue pill, and if you've already taken one of the pills, we're already onto it.
Right.
I actually like secretly liked Matrix the sequel. I didn't like the third.
The third with all the machines
and the architect and everything. I liked two, but just purely cinematically. Like I think it's really fun. Like I like the Wachowski brothers. Well, now they're
right.
I think they're both
the sisters,
women now.
Yeah,
but I like the way they film and I like their cinematography and I thought it was just mind blowing.
It was a brilliant. Movie series, if you will,
and Keanu Reeves like kind of comeback perfect. For him. Yeah, he was perfect for Neo, man.
Yeah, he was perfect.
He really was.
And Samuel Jackson, but Fishburne,
Lawrence Fishburne, Morpheus.
Yeah, he was perfect for that too.
Yeah. Everybody Perfect. Was really good in that movie.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful thought to think about. Like, when they ate the gruel and they were like, well, everything else is fake, but you still want the steak. I know, it's very interesting.
Right, yeah.
Anytime I see something, like a guy in a backpack, like a rainbow-colored backpack, and then I see him again,
uh-huh.
I'm always like, there's a glitch in the Matrix.
That.
That cat, remember, was it the same cat?
Right,
or did it just look like that cat?
Because deja vu is
I'm like, there's a glitch in the Matrix.
A glitch in the Matrix.
I always say that. Or if I like, bend a spoon, I'm always like, I bend the spoon like the Matrix. It's
but
not that if you don't bend the spoon, you bend the world or something.
Yeah,
remember that?
That's true. But did you notice in this movie there's a lot of reflections?
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice?
You mean like in the sunglasses?
Like physical.
Yeah,
the sunglasses
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
the spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
In everything.
Yeah.
And
in the computers.
I never noticed that before until I read about it. And then you start seeing that everything, there's reflections all over the place.
And there's really cool ones when he's looking in the Matrix with the green and the black screen.
Right.
You can see him reflected in the Matrix. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very cool. Remember when he's like, I know Kung Fu. God, great line. Said
know.
So blandly.
I know.
I know.
And
Kung
Trinity
Fu.
Was played perfectly by, what's her name?
No one knows. It's three names and I never know it.
Carrie Ann.
Yep.
Right?
Something.
Carrie-Anne something, is it?
Yes, I think you might be onto it.
She's Canadian, but...
She was great. Yeah, something like that. That opening scene when she flies up and the camera spins.
Yes, and she's spinning.
Oh, I was hooked.
I know.
And also, I liked the pleather. The outfits were great.
Yes, the outfits were great.
And the sunglasses
Everything
without the rim.
Everything was very cool. Just cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Now it's so dated, though.
It is.
Right? But it was of its time.
Yeah, I think maybe it's time to watch it again for me.
I think so.
You know, the thing they also implanted in his stomach and stuff?
God.
And
that worm thing.
Weird, right?
That bug.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I feel the back of my head, if I have a bug bite, I'm always like, am I Neo?
Right.
Am I in the
Did
Matrix?
Somebody inject something in me?
Like, for real.
Well, we watch too many movies, I'm telling you.
It's just it's the language of our days. It's what opera and theater was in the 1800s.
That's true.
Yeah.
They take us to places we could never go otherwise.
Yeah, it's the culture, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elton John canceled the Las Vegas shows after hospitalization.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're saying he's got a rare potential... he's recovering from a rare and potentially... And potential deadly infection.
Really?
He apparently got during a tour in South America.
Really?
70 years old.
Oh, God, that's not good.
Yeah, but they're saying he'll recover.
Okay, but that's not dehydration. That's, like, real.
Right.
Yeah. Some people, when you see, like, Demi Lovato or someone being like, I'm dehydrated, there's something else going on.
No.
This seems real,
He became ill.
Wow.
But he came back from Santiago, Chile.
I hope it wasn't, like, waterborne. I mean, you don't know.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah. That sucks.
An unusual bacterial infection. Wow.
That's not pleasant.
Yeah. So I guess he performs at Caesars, right? No?
Yeah. He's still like a great performer, man.
He's 70. Indeed. 70 years old.
Jeez.
I love him.
Yeah.
And I'm reading the book on him now.
I know.
So it's really cool to see how he's built himself. You know, I mean, you can see it's like these people, they already know early on.
Yeah, the vision is already there.
They're going
to
be big.
So I watched a thing on Tower Records, and he used to go in there and buy thousands of dollars worth of records. He's like a hoarder for records.
Yeah.
So they did this thing and people would hoard over him because he was young and like this big guy. So Tower Records opened early and he's on the documentary and he talks about it and goes, they let me go in early. No one was there. And he goes, by far the biggest contributor to Tower Records is Elton John. He spent millions of dollars there.
Wow.
So you would just go through and they let him have the whole store to himself and he would just get all these records.
When you help John, you get everything.
You get what you want.
Yeah.
But I thought that was cool of Tower Records.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. It's a great documentary if you're looking for another documentary about the record store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Hanks' son created it, directed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Colin Hanks. It's really good. Yeah. Very, very good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying to go to a show. I wonder how much they charge for it.
Oh, Elton John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like $250 or something, right? At least to get in.
Man, but it was worth it, man. It's Elton.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Benny and the June. Doom. Doom.
Is that your favorite song?
No, I actually hate that song.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I'm always so anxious when that song comes on. I'm like, what's happening next?
He does have some obnoxious songs.
Yeah, like Crocodile Rock, I kind of just hate.
Oh, really? Well, that's one of my favorites.
It was a summer camp song, and it's a childhood song that we sang over and over and over.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why. It's a good song, but it was like.
Yeah, I thought it was an amazing song. It was one of the early ones I learned to play on my guitar and sing. So
I love Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, Tiny Dancer is good, but like that's why they call it the blues. I don't know about that.
I love that song.
Really?
Yeah.
You see?
That's why they call it the blues.
So
la da 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 da. I love that song.
Again, I like earlier stuff, but then again, you know, I mean, he's I don't know that he's done anything new.
I was going to say, has he done new creative stuff?
No, not really. He did some duets and stuff, which I liked with a couple of artists, but that was about it, you know.
I really believe, and again, I don't believe this. I forgot my phone. I do believe Gaga is Elton John's son's godmother.
Oh, really?
Because they are the same one in the... They are spirit animals of one another.
You know,
outgoing flamboyant pianists who can sing and create. And
that's true,
they
huh?
stand on their piano. The same thing.
Two sides of the same coin.
Very much. And I think she's the godmother.
Oh,
I could be making this up, but I'm like 80% sure.
Okay.
So on that note...
Yeah, on that note, folks, we're going to get out of here. Stay tuned for other great shows here. Tori, thanks as always. And see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.